The following is a conversation with Peiwei Kobo. Peiwei started dancing with Kobo Brothers Dance Company in 2016 and is currently the co-director and choreographer of the company. Together with James Kobo, she travels nationally and internationally to teach, perform, and social dance. Peiwei is a professional Salsa Ladies Solo World Champion in the Summit Championship 2023 and the Pro-Am Ladies Team Shines Champion in the Summit Championship 2025. Currently, Peiwei is dancing ballet, tap, jazz, and contemporary at North Carolina Dance Institute.
As far as your dance journey, how did you get started and why did you choose to continue?
So the first time I danced salsa was actually Cuban style, Rueda Casino in France, because of my ex-boyfriend at the time was obsessed with salsa. I didn't know how to dance at all. Dragged me into a club, shoved me around. I was super confused for a whole year straight and just kind of followed around, didn't really dance. Fast forward, I moved from France at the time. I was going to school in France. I moved here. I actually went, because of my ex-boyfriend once again, to one of the clubs in Raleigh, because that's where I went to school. Okay. And that's called Cuban Revolution, and it was actually ran by my current husband, Kobo Brothers Dance Company, by James Kobo. And he had a party on Thursday, I think, or Friday, Saturday, I don't remember. I went and I saw, wow, this is salsa. That is completely different from what I was used to. And I just thought, yeah, I'd give it a shot. Graduated, tried out on the team. I just thought I was gonna dance for a little bit, for about 2 months, because I was gonna start working full-time right out of college. And I haven't stopped dancing since, and then that was it. That was it. I just started dancing salsa basically until now, this very moment.
But then you transitioned from being a student to becoming like a professional dancer, right?
Not exactly. So from a student in dance also, and an actual student, college student, I worked a little bit and at the same time learning from dance. So it was, I was doing a student team. I auditioned for the team, but it was just very entry level. Didn't know what was going on. Started everything from scratch onto... and then slowly from there, I think I got a little bit better and then eventually became professional. Yeah, and doing this full time.
Yeah. What made you really interested in becoming professional? Was there like a particular moment, or was it kind of like a progression of things?
Yeah, because I was working full time at Deloitte as a data analyst. But I didn't actually want to dance full time, because I just thought that if I had danced full time, dancing for money, becoming a professional was like a big thing for me. And I thought maybe I would hate doing this if this was my job, because it was so important for me that dancing was because of how much fun I was having doing it and how much freedom I have outside of my real life at the time. So I just didn't really feel like doing it for full time until my job kind of had a situation. And I paused my job for a little bit and I thought, wait, what if I do it for full time? Because now I have the time. And I talked to, well, at the time, my husband, James, and then he said, I think you should do it because now it's the time. You're young, you're energetic. You can always work later, because in an office job, you can pick something up, but dance, it's physical, right? Like, it's understandable that it's your body, and you should go for it. I was very skeptical at the beginning, so without his support, I don't think I would do it full time, but at the time, yes, and he was very much, you could do this, and I thought I'd give it a go, and it worked out, yeah.
What has it been like since you started doing it consistently and became professional? Like, how would you describe the journey?
It's ups, it has its ups and downs. It's interesting. I think I've been learning a lot just as a person. I know dance is super important to me. It's everything to me. I love it so much. But also as a person, I've grown from how I started and how I see dance into how I see it now. It's different from how I started, because I always thought that oh, if I don't dance today, if I don't train today, if I don't do all these things today, I am not a complete person because I have to dance. To now, I think I do have a system, I understand myself better, to really enjoy the moments that I'm teaching, to really enjoy the moments I'm choreographing. I love choreographing, performing. All of these things becomes individual moments that I savor, that I enjoy a lot. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, these are not my entire life, right? I have moments when I'm alone. I have moments with my cats, with my husband. We go on walks, we go out to dinner. I feel like I found a better balance now than when I first started. It was, I will sacrifice anything and everything in my life to dance, and that was the only thing. And I think that's something that I learned along the way, and I think I'm doing better now, I hope. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Sometimes you still gotta make your sacrifices, but yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's important to have a balance. No.
Was the hardest thing a physical thing, actually training a lot of hours, or was it mental thing, learning about dentistry?
I think outside of injury, I mean, injury is just difficult. If once you get injured, you can't dance, and that's very difficult. I did have an injury at the beginning when I first started dancing out of just sheer stupidity, that I couldn't dance basically for about 9 months-ish when I first started. That was very difficult. But outside of that, I think mostly it's mental for me, that the mentality of, yes, you have to train hard, yes, you have to work really hard, but it's more of me as a person, I think, of how I treat people better, how I can interact with people better, communicate better. All of these things helped me become a better dancer. I know that we say, sometimes we use the sentence that dance is, it's kind of like you, but on stage that's amplified. And so everything that I represent me as a person, like in real life, is essentially how I dance on stage, except now it's just with a persona, with a story. So when I'm having difficulties, and you'll see those, right? Like when I'm dancing, you'll be able to see those moments too. But I do think everything that I've been through, it's definitely mental. It's a mind game. Competition is difficult because I do compete, but it's honestly, it's just a mentality. It's the mentality of, you persist, and there's going to be difficult moments. Things get hard, but you go through them. It's how you react to those difficult moments that make us, I think, a better dancer, better person.
How you mentioned relationship aspect and
yes,
treating people better. How did dance help you to do that?
I think just me personally, like from a personal experience, I don't know if everybody's like that, but when I first started, I'm very much just tunnel visioned, right? Dance is the only thing that I'm going to do, and I'm going to do everything I can to do this dance thing. So at the beginning, I don't think I treated people very well. I've made my mistakes of, well, I'm going to train with this partner, for example, for a very long time without, you know, asking how they feel about it, or without right. thinking, oh, they have jobs, they have other things, because that was the only thing that I wanted to do. Right. So I was that kind of person who just drove that a lot, and maybe drove people away at the beginning. But for me, that was so important to the point that I almost ignored the other person, and I don't think that's good. Like now, looking back, that was not good. Because now I would have approached it differently and just say, oh, yes, dance was important, but if I want to meet the goal of me dancing better, I will have to bring people along with me in this journey. I can't just push people away, because ultimately, the performing art, I need people, right? So if I push everybody away, who is going to be there to support me? Who is going to be there to cheer for me if I'm the one who's actively pushing people away just because I want to dance, right? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Right. So it sounds like relationship building. You realize that relationship building was important?
Very much so.
So this is an interesting thing, because, you know, I noticed when I took some classes at different studios, you have all kinds of different levels. Some people just want a couple of steps so they can start social dance. Some people want to perform. Some people, like nerds like myself, who want to like understand the dance, like on a deeper level.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. But I'm wondering, how do you navigate that now that you have obviously you have a studio, right?
Yes.
So when people come in, you have some sort of system to try to figure out what their needs are, or how do
you
go about that?
Yes. So in our school, in Cobra Brothers Dance Company, we have our semester classes. We don't typically do drop-ins too much because we realize that people have different levels, different backgrounds, mm-hmm. and when you just meet us once, it's not a full context of how we'd like to present salsa. Mm-hmm. We also like to present salsa in a way that's more structured, mm-hmm. that's not just the steps, like you said, because we are both, me and my husband, are very big nerds of salsa culture and history mm-hmm. and music. We'd like to present it in a more complete package. So when a new student come in, we usually have an evaluation. Mm. And so that is completely free. The students come in, we will evaluate you. We have absolute beginner from scratch, and teaching you how to start putting on your shoes, asking for a hand, to beginner, intermediate, so level one intermediate, level one advanced, and level two, with different levels of understanding of the music, understanding of different types of music, son, mm. cha-cha-cha, bachanga, not just a right. pattern and, right. and some shines, right? And then we also have different types of classes that we call selectives that are more targeted specifically for a thing. And then I teach a class called body mechanics. That's, some people take it as body movement, but I don't only consider it movement, because there are certain things like weight transition not necessarily translate as movement, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Instead of just circular motion, we also do different things so that it has a more complete understanding of salsa, as mechanically speaking, how do you do those basic steps? And I also teach a class following the curriculum of my teacher, Marisol Blanco, Afro-Cuban class, mm-hmm. that's specifically Yoruba dance. Because that is a separate branch, but because of the style of dances that we do now and incorporation of fusion elements, and we use that as a selective and for students who are interested in some of this stuff to have a better understanding of salsa as a whole. We also have Shines class now, that's new. And I think we just started a bachata class, which is separate than the salsa semester. But we do have a process to try to get students to come in with a little bit better level, and we kind of put everybody in the same environment where we introduce everything our way. And obviously it's our school, right? Like, so everybody teaches differently. So yeah.
Nice. You mentioned injury that you sustained like in the beginning.
Very unfortunate, very stupid.
Yeah. What would your advice be for maybe fairly new dancers like myself
to avoid
the injury?
Don't do stupid things. Like trying to dance at a pool is an absolute stupid thing. Barefoot when it's very slippery, don't do it, because that's how I got injured. Mm. Put on shoes. Definitely get good shoes. Those are important, because we don't take care of our feet enough mm-hmm. that you will realize later down the road those little ingrown toenails are gonna go a long way if it hurts you. Stretching, proper warm-up, super important. For me, it's more important than the actual dancing part, because that sets the tone of mm-hmm. how you start the dance, mm-hmm. but it also prepares your body for anything that you're going to do. Because, for example, if you're on a team, right, because there are a lot of dancers who are on a team now, mm-hmm. You're about to do a turn pattern, you're about to do a trick. It is not that one time when you do it perfect that's gonna affect you. It is the thousands of repetitions that just one minor mistake that's gonna hurt you. Mm. So you wanna make sure that you maximize your body. The stretching that you do is to prepare for those moments. So that, let's say, I really hope this doesn't happen to anybody, but if it does, if your partner drops you in a split, but I already know that I can be in an over split, so a split that if I just drop into a split, I'll be okay, right? Mm. So it's the maximizing your body for those instances to prevent injuries, and definitely take care of yourself afterwards is super, super important. I know people go to social mm-hmm. and you're drinking, you just ate and you're having a great time. Mm-hmm. I strongly advise everybody to stretch before you go to the social. I know I do it. I know it sounds a little silly because I'm in a dress and everything, but I still try to stretch a little bit because you never know. Mm. And just be prepared for some of the things because you never know. And then definitely stretch, even if it's so, so late. And my husband can testify to it because he hates it, that it's like 5 a.m. and I'm trying to stretch out my calves because I know that if I don't, tomorrow I'm going to feel it.
Right.
And so after the social, even if you're so, so tired, I promise it'll help. Just 30 seconds, stretch out your calves. It'll help.
Before and after, you're saying?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice. What's your favorite thing about dancing?
My favorite thing about dancing? Oof, that's a tough one. The music.
Yeah.
The music. I think the music is what gets me to start to dance. Everything I create is because of the music. Everything that I feel is because of the music. Without it, I don't think I can do anything. The music, for sure.
You have a preferred style or a favorite style of music?
For salsa or just in general? Hip hop? No.
For salsa.
Yeah. Cuban style. I definitely like Cuban music. I like Cuban music a lot. I know that we do a lot of mambo. I know we do a lot of bachanga. I love it, don't get me wrong. But Cuban salsa, specifically like timba type of music. But I also like son a lot.
Yeah.
But in general, yeah, música cubana.
So I could be wrong, but based on what I see, like in Central Florida and some of the other socials I went, they don't play a whole lot of it.
No, and not in the States, unfortunately. I wish we do. We actually started in our area because our area is relatively small, but basically at all of our socials that we host, we try to put a little bit of everything. We play our typical salsa clásica. Mm-hmm. We play our salsa romántica. We try to let our DJs also play 2 or 3 different type of Cuban music to introduce it to the crowd a little bit. I don't think it's played too often. I think people are a little bit scared of what to do. Yeah, I don't think people should be scared of it. I think it's beautiful. I love it. I absolutely love it.
It does have a different energy
about
that music, right?
Yeah. I don't just experiment with it, have fun with it. Nobody, especially at a party, at a social, nobody is here to judge. Just have fun with it. I don't think people should be scared to dance it. I love it. It's awesome.
Very cool. What would it take for you to walk away from a dance floor and feel like that was a great dance?
With a partner?
Yeah.
Connection. For sure. I'm sure you've heard of this, and I'm sure 1,000 follows has told you the same thing of even if you have the most complicated pattern, you've done the most amazing things, we're not as impressed because we are more, we like it better when our partner take care of ourselves, right? Like our partner take care of us. And so for example, if you do a crossbody lead, make sure that you're actually leading me to the other side because I'm the follow rather than sometimes they're just a finger and then I wind up having to do everything or just try not to show off. Just do the things that's comfortable. If you notice, and also just be aware, really. Be aware of the follow, like what they're seeing, how they're expressing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're human. That I do think that we are, we understand what our face says. And so sometimes if you notice a follow is uncomfortable doing some of the stuff, maybe try not to do it again. But yeah, enjoy the music. Don't think too much about the fancy patterns and just enjoy the music. Do some simple, we call it the old man dance. Me and my husband, we call it the old man dance. We do our little son step, we do our little sai step. Yeah, we love it. We love that stuff.
If we're about to deconstruct connection, the word connection, deeper. And you mentioned, obviously, it's taking care of your partner and make sure that you lead well. Is there any other components to where new dancers can look and understand? Because one of the things that happens, you come to a class, you learn a pattern, and I think in your mind, it's like, oh, I have to do a pattern.
Yes.
I have to do a move because that's all or most of the things that I learn in class. So I think for especially newer leads who maybe been dancing for a couple of years, it's super helpful to kind of have these tangible bullet points. Like what else will be considered connection.
Yeah, I think it's important to not just have a connection with your partner, but also to the music. For example, you can do an inside turn with five different follows with five different songs, because that's what you're going to do. We all do so many inside turns. But if it's a salsa romántica, maybe you open up your frame a little bit more at the end of the inside turn, or maybe listen to the music, that this inside turn, this chorus ends on, I don't know, number five. And then maybe you lift your hand and you hold it there for a little bit longer. Or if now it's the next sound, it's, no sé, timba. And so it's a little bit more, has a little bit more groove to it. And now your inside turn can be a little bit more strong. And just pay attention to the music. And I think we really, as follows, we really appreciate that, because that shows me that you have a better understanding of not just inside turn is all the same with every single person, because now I felt like a tool, right? Because I'm the same.
Right.
Versus now if you're paying attention to the music, and maybe you'll be able to understand, oh, I can take my time in this, it's slower, and I don't have to complete this by number seven. I can take my time, and maybe I'll take 2-way counts even. I do think paying attention to the music for the leads is super important, because I do feel the difference. I feel the difference when I dance with somebody who loves the song, and he, she, this lead follow person might have, I don't know, two moves like me. Like, as a lead, I have like two moves. But if I love the song, I know that the person who dances with me loved it. Because the joy of expressing yourself in the music itself is already contagious. And that person will enjoy it, I guarantee you. Versus if I've danced with so many people that just don't care. If you turn off the music and you look at some of the video, you don't know what they're dancing to. You could be, it could be Tito Puente, or it could be Iberto Santa Rosa. You cannot tell the difference, because they're doing the same exact thing, the same exact way. I do think it's super important to dance to the music for the leads and follows.
So you mentioned expression.
Yes.
And I think this is obviously like a superpower for dancers, because that's what makes us different, it seems. Because it, like, you know, everybody can do Suzy Q, but how are you going to express Suzy Q, right? But then there's also a technique aspect of it, right? Do you think for new dancers or for intermediate dancers whose technique maybe is not quite there yet, should you try to express right away, or should you take care of your technique first? How do you see that?
Very good question. I love that. I think time and place depends on where you are. If you're an intermediate dancer and you're on stage and you've been told to do Suzy Q, then don't experiment then, obviously. But if it's you're on your own, you're practicing, you're in a social, experiment. Do anything you want. You can do Suzy Q with jazz hands. You can do Suzy Q with anything you want. That's the time for you to figure it out. Practice, obviously. But if it's with a partner, when you're practicing, when you say you have a designated partner, let's say that Yuri, we are going to practice after this interview, then you can experiment anything you want. But if it's on a social, maybe not experiment so much. Maybe try once or twice with somebody you're more familiar with. Don't try it on somebody who you've never met and you say, I'm going to try this new thing that I have no idea what to do. Then maybe not that. But I think, yes, technique, super important. But expressing yourself, for me, is also a technique. Because without it, we are all, we're robots. I mean, I don't consider it two different things. And I also don't consider that there's the dancing part and the performance part. For me, it's the same. It's the same thing. For me, it's in one. I don't consider them two different things.
What if you express on yourself without technique?
I mean, it'll just be a mumbo jumbo. Kind of like, I think of it like a language, right? Like kind of like you and I are having a conversation right now. I don't think, as a regular person, you will ever be able to say a sentence monotone or without moving your face, without moving your muscle, without smiling, without crying, without anything, because it's together. It's normal. It's natural. I don't think we should do anything Suzy Q or dancing otherwise when it's just, it's impossible. It doesn't make any sense.
Next thing I wanted to ask, what are you seeing when you social dance or even when you teach in classes, what things you seen from the leads, maybe some of the areas of difficulty versus follows? Are there some common things that you can kind of identify?
What do you mean difficulty?
What I mean, like, are there any common things that you see problematic things with leads that many leads don't do correctly or just discard altogether? And what's some of the problem areas with follows?
Let's start with the follows because I'm problematic. I'd always like to look at what I'm not doing well first than just saying the other party. I think follows in general, we are a little bit spoiled. I'm gonna say that maybe controversy, I don't know, but I feel like we're spoiled of now this environment kind of let us say, okay, we need to be taken care of, we need to be led well, and if things doesn't go well, it's okay. I do think, and in certain cases for us, that we are pretty spoiled, and I'm okay with that, I like that. But at the same time, I do like to take accountability to say, you know what, there are some times that I just didn't follow well. There's times that I just didn't really pay attention. I don't know what I was thinking, because there are times I can tell you that I've made mistakes, that I just disregarded the other person's hand because I'm very ADHD, by the way, so I just zoned out. Not because I'm doing it on purpose, but sometimes in the middle, there's lights, there's cameras, there's everything. I just kind of zoned out for a moment. I know for a fact that the person was asking for my hand, but I just didn't notice it for about like 2 accounts. Mm-hmm. And then I felt terrible about that because I just zoned out. But I do think we need to take a little bit of accountability for the follows instead of just saying, well, he was terrible and I did everything perfect. No, I know for a fact that I can do better. I think that's me. I don't know about every other follow, but that's just me personally. I think for the leads, I can never say this to that particular person or in general. Like, I have such a hard time telling the other person that they smell. I feel so terrible because I don't know what to say, but I just, please, like, public announcement, please deodorize. Please, 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 please. Because I can tell you that at every single social, I've danced with somebody that I've just, I don't know what to do because I can't, I just feel so terrible. I'm sure that somebody out there can say something, but I just couldn't, I don't have the heart to say it.
Yeah, but it was like unbearable.
Yes. And the worst part is because I also love the dress that I was wearing, and because of it's a partner dance, and so the rest of the night, I'm just like, help. But yeah, please deodorize, please deodorize. And if you're super sweaty, it's okay. It's totally okay if you're super sweaty, but just deodorize. It's totally okay.
Maybe there will be sensors soon enough to wear.
Like, oh my God, yes, I would love that.
Person walks around with a sensor.
If you smell, you would know.
Red zone.
Like, I would love that. That needs to be at every social.
Nice. Well, that's a very specific thing. I like it. I think we can definitely put it out there in the world.
Please do.
Anything else besides that for the leads?
More on a very serious note for the leads. I think I joked about it with my husband a little bit, but I think that the leads needs to understand that we are human. The follows that we are human. And sometimes we say no, not because we have something against you. It's just maybe we don't know you and we just want to wait a little bit. Obviously there are some follows that might be, I don't know, they're very mean about it, but I think in general we're human and sometimes we say no because we're tired. Don't take offense to that and don't force it, because I definitely have gotten a why, but you're so rude. And I've danced a whole night and that was the first time I said no. And I've actually gotten a super mean comment about it on social media. And I thought, wow. But I'm like exhausted, right? Like I just wanted a break. Right. But yeah, just be understanding that we're human and it's definitely not personal, not at all. Mm. And that's the only thing.
Nice. Well, anything else you wanna add in closing?
Have fun. Have fun with dance. I know we are super serious. Sometimes we get very serious about technique and we're very strict and train super hard. But for me, if you want to improve on your technique, whatever, in dance in general, have fun. Have so much fun with it. And that's the only way. Always have fun. That's the most important thing.
Well, Peiwei, thank you so much for your
thank
knowledge,
you.
For your time,
me.
For your perspective.
Yes.
It was great. Appreciate it. And I guess hopefully we'll have a chance to do social dance.
Yes, we'll dance. Make sure you deodorize.
Thank you.
Thank you.